From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Syrian opposition shows up, but will they take part? Representatives of the main Syrian opposition group met Sunday with the UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, in Geneva, with both sides saying there was progress in resolving some of the issues that had the opposition threatening to leave before they engaged in proximity talks with Damascus. Salim El-Mizlet is a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
We had really good meeting with Mr. de Mistura. Things are positive. We've received very positive messages. We will meet again tomorrow, and I will come to you and let you know about the details, about tomorrow meeting.
De Mistura told reporters he is optimistic and determined the opposition will join the peace process that began Friday. The HNC delegation arrived late Saturday in Geneva. Even though the talks began Friday, it's been demanding an end to airstrikes on civilians, the lifting of sieges that are preventing humanitarian aid from reaching rebel-held areas. In Washington Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Kerry urged both sides to push for an end to the nearly five-year conflict that has killed 250,000 people and displaced millions more. Islamic State claimed responsibility for a triple bombing in southern Damascus Sunday that killed at least 60 people. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing in the Zayeda Zainab district of Damascus near a revered Shia shrine. At least 65 were killed late Saturday in northeastern Nigeria after militants attacked the village of Dolori near the Borno state capital Maiduguri with suicide bombs, gunfire, and setting homes afire. The Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram is suspected of launching the attack, the third in the region, in the past week. This is VOA News. European Union chief Donald Tusk said talks Sunday in London with British Prime Minister David Cameron broke up without a deal to keep Britain in the European Union, but he said intensive negotiations will continue Monday. Mr. Cameron said the meeting likely will lead to a draft text of EU reforms demanded by Britain's ruling Conservatives in exchange for remaining in the 28-nation political economic bloc. EU analyst Ben Wellings of Australia's Monash University says Britain has demanded EU reforms aimed in part at allowing EU countries to control the number of migrants entering EU states and to limit their welfare benefits.
Well, the British government are contesting at the moment, and the base of the negotiations is whether those EU migrants can claim benefits, can claim UK benefits, which remains a UK competence, or whether they can be delayed for 4 years. This actually kind of undermines the free movement of labour principle that underpins the European Union, and hence the controversy over whether this will be permitted.
Officials on both sides have voiced hopes of striking a deal ahead of a two-day EU summit set to begin February 18th. Saudi authorities have reportedly arrested 9 Americans among 33 terrorist suspects rounded up over the past few days. The Saudi Gazette newspaper didn't say if any of the terrorist suspects were linked to the Islamic State group, which has claimed several deadly attacks against security forces and Shia in the kingdom in recent months. The Zika virus outbreak in Latin America could be bigger a threat globally than the Ebola epidemic that killed more than 11,000 in Africa. That according to several public health experts who spoke with The Guardian and Examiner newspapers ahead of an emergency meeting of the World Health Organization Monday. A military general who opposes Uganda's longtime president has been arrested. Ladislaus Rakafuzi says General David Sejusa, who has called President Yoweri Museveni a dictator, is being detained at a military barracks in the capital, Kampala. He calls Sejusa's arrest illegal.
There was no warrant of arrest, nor was it sanctioned by the court beforehand, whether the military court or the civil court. None of the courts sanctioned the arrest, and there was no warrant of arrest. No official reason has been stated as to his arrest.
Ladislaus Rafakuzi is the attorney for General David Sejusa. His arrest likely to raise tensions ahead of presidential elections February 18th. Neither the government nor military has commented on why the general was detained. Police in Tanzania have arrested 3 suspects after a British pilot was killed and his helicopter brought down by alleged poachers in the country's Mazwa Game Reserve. The pilot identified as Roger Gower was tracking poachers Friday when his helicopter was hit by ground fire. The anti-poaching mission was the result of a collaboration of a conservation group and the Tanzanian government. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.